Blog Talk Radio.
And peace. And our call in number tonight is, let me give it that number again. And somebody's trying to call me on the home phone, but I need them to call in on the Blog Talk line tonight. Caller, you're not on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Would you hold, please? I'm trying to get some other, because some people are calling my home phone, and I need them to call on the Blog Talk line, so I'm fixing to give them that number. Just hold on where you are, okay?
Okay.
The Blog Talk number you need to call in is area code 646-716-4389. We already have people calling in right now on the line, so I ask y'all to just bear along with us. Hold on. Okay, well, tonight, if you want to know what level of the Holy Ghost you have, we need you to call into Joy and Peace Outreach. There will be a special guest that will be talking to you tonight about the Holy Ghost. And, you know, we all need the Holy Ghost. So call in with all of your questions. We are all here to answer any and every question. So we have our first guest on, and may I ask who's calling and where you're calling from? Hello?
Yes, hi. My name is Apostle Karen, and I'm calling from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Oh, well, hi there. How you doing?
I am blessed in the Lord. Thank you. And seeking God and, man, in this new land where I'm at right now.
Oh, well, praise God. Well, you are a home member then. I'm from right down by you.
Oh, praise
God. I'm from Morgan City, Louisiana, 68 miles from Lafayette.
Wow.
That's where I'm originally from. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We have a special guest that's on tonight that will be talking about the Holy Ghost. So far they haven't put their hand up yet, but I'm going to just kind of inject a few things until I see. I want you to stay on. Now, don't go off, okay?
Stay
on. All right, but we're going to be talking about the Holy Ghost today, tonight. And the introduction a little bit is, you know, the Holy Ghost is a third member of the Godhead.
Right.
The Holy Ghost acts under the direction of the Father and the Son. He performs many tasks for the benefit of God's children upon the earth.
Yes.
His chief mission being to testify of the Father and the Son.
Yes.
And tonight we're going to get on the Holy Ghost as the third member of the Godhead. It's a personal of spirit and possession. The characteristics of a divine personality.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost know all things.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost testify of the Father and the Son.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost, Jesus, perform a special mission to bless and benefit us.
Yes.
And you know the Holy Ghost is a comforter. You'll find that in John 13:26. The Holy Ghost is a teacher and a revelator. You'll find that in Luke 12:11-12. So tonight we're going to be talking about the Holy Ghost. So if you have any friends that in doubt that need to know what the Holy Ghost is all about and what level of the Holy Ghost are they working with, have them to call into Joy and Peace Outreach on Blog Talk tonight. And the guest number to call in is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And my first caller that's on the air, we can go ahead and be talking a little bit until our guests come on.
Amen.
Because you can tell me a little bit about, you know, do you have a ministry, what you do there in Lafayette?
Well, actually, I just moved here to Lafayette.
Okay. Where are you
and
from?
I'm from Oakland, California.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. You're a long way from home, as they say.
Yes.
And I am so glad and elated to have you on Blog Talk tonight, which is the show is Joy and Peace Outreach. And the person you are talking to is Overseer Sadie Elliott with
Sadie
Joy
Elliott?
And Peace. Uh-huh. Overseer Sadie Elliott in Houston, Texas.
Oh, okay. Come on, person. Wait a minute.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Well, I just lost the guest, though. Oh, the guest is back on. Hold on.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Our special guest just come back on. I thought I had lost him for a while, but he is back on. And I hope everyone today, let me mention that number again for those that want to call in tonight. This is a special show that we're doing tonight. And we're talking about the Holy Ghost. If you want to know what level of the Holy Ghost that you are working in, or if you want to know more about the Holy Ghost, the guest that we have on tonight is going to teach and tell you all about the Holy Ghost tonight. And the number, again, is area code 646-716-4389. I cut a lot of stuff off so we can give him a lot of time to talk about the Holy Ghost. My guest is none other than Prophet Andrew Sims from Chattanooga, Tennessee, by way of Atlanta, Georgia. So, Prophet Sims, you are now on the air. Our first caller is from originally Oakland, California. She is residing in Lafayette, Louisiana. So
praise
we have
Lord.
Our first caller on air.
Praise the Lord, great overseer, and everyone under the sound of my voice. It is truly an honor and a privilege to come before you this evening to discuss one of the most important subjects that's in the body of Christ tonight. And I would like to thank the apostle for listening in. And there's a lot of questions that's going to be asked tonight. The question that is on the floor tonight is, why is there so many people that have the Holy Ghost, but they don't have no power? The question is, where is the power of the Holy Ghost that's in people? And by the authority that is given unto me as an ambassador of Yahweh Jehovah, I'm qualified to help people to understand where they are with the level of the Holy Ghost and what are they working with. Now, you don't know what you're working with in relationship to the Holy Ghost, that means you're going to get in some trouble.
All right, now.
So what this show tonight is to do is to eliminate a lot of the trouble, and at the same time, to let those know that are trying to work with what it is they have, to let them know that there's something else they're going to need to do to get better prepared to deal with the situations and circumstances that's before them.
All right.
We like to begin to come with Acts, the first chapter, 1 and 8. Acts, the first chapter. 1 and 8. Now, we're encouraging a lot of the listeners under the sound of my voice to call in so that we can take and conduct a spiritual analysis of your spiritual DNA. And we are able and qualified to tell you what is your Holy Ghost level. Great overseer, would you please read that Acts 1 and 8 for me, please, ma'am?
Yes, sir. And the word of God say, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost part of the earth.
Now, as you read that great overseer, it said that ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Amen.
Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that something going on in the body of Christ, because you very seldom see any power taking place. And I'm going to give you an example of what power it is that we're talking about. Great overseer, I need you to turn to Acts, the 6th chapter, please, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Okay. And start at the 8th.
Acts, the 6th chapter, and I need you to start, please, ma'am, at the 3rd verse first.
Okay. And the word of God says, therefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, comma, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, comma, whom he may appoint over this business, period.
Now, praise God. Now notice there, it says full of the Holy Ghost, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it didn't say a little amount or halfway full, but it said full of the Holy Ghost. Now, what we're trying to find out, when you got full of the Holy Ghost, there are certain things that should follow you. There are certain manifestations and certain demonstrations you should see. That's if you're full of the Holy Ghost.
All right.
Now, I want you to read now, great overseer, read the 8th verse.
The 8th verse, the word of the Lord say, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people.
Oh. Now, notice what it says now. It says Stephen was full of faith and power, and it said that great wonders and miracles were among him. Now, something has to be wrong with the body of Christ, because we're seeing the opposite now of what it's saying about full of the Holy Ghost here. Now, I'm going to show you that Stephen was full of the Holy Ghost too. I'm going to show you in a few minutes. But it goes to show you that something is wrong with the body of Christ, because we don't have these demonstrations or these manifestations being revealed. So that means if you're not full of the Holy Ghost, then something is wrong.
Amen.
All right.
Okay. Now, I'm going to show you something there before we get ready to talk. Now, great overseer, I want you to read the 5th verse, and I want you to stop after it says Holy Ghost, please. The 5th verse.
Yes, sir. And the word of the Lord said, and the same pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost.
Now, this is something that's really amazing to me. Here was Stephen, a man full of the Holy Ghost, that was able to reveal great wonders and great miracles among the people. And you notice that everybody in the body of Christ is saying that they got the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, where are the great miracles? Where are the great wonders? Where are these things that people say they should have? And as you begin to notice that, it means that we are falling short somewhere, because there has not been a gauge set before us to determine what's the level of the Holy Ghost that you're dealing with. Great overseer, I need you to turn to the 7th chapter of Acts now.
Okay.
I need you to read the 55th verse.
And the word of the Lord say, but he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfast unto heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God.
Praise God. Now, what we're trying to show the body of Christ is that it's time for us in the head to be accountable for this Holy Ghost stuff we say we're supposed to have.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's amazing about this Holy Ghost. You will not be able to fight your adversaries. You will not be able to fight the wimps, the pimps, and the imps unless you know the level of the Holy Ghost that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, let me break this down a little further so you can see what I'm talking about. Let's go to St. John.
Okay. Right
over.
Yes, sir.
And Apostle, we're going to St. John. Let's go to St. John, the third chapter. And I'm going to show you what Jesus was working with. If you're not working with nothing.
That's interesting.
If you're not working with nothing,
nothing,
you ain't going to be able to see nothing. And
you're
right. Apparent that there's a lot of us that claim we've got the Holy Ghost and we're not working with anything.
Okay.
The third chapter, great overseer, and read the 34th verse.
And the word of the Lord say, but he whom God has sent speaketh the word of God. For God giveth not the spirit by measure unto him.
Now, this shows you what Jesus was working with. Jesus was working with a spirit that he did not have no measure. To prove to you what we're talking about, let's go to St. Matthew, the fourth chapter. St. Matthew, the fourth chapter, great overseer.
Yes, sir. And which verse?
Read that first verse, please.
Okay. And the word of the Lord said, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
Now, what I want everyone to notice here is the devil is aware of what authority and power that we claim we have in relationship or in reference to the Holy Ghost. The devil knows what we got. That's why come you notice that the devil himself came to deal with Jesus.
Right.
Now, notice that Jesus was able to pass his test. Now,
right.
I'm going to take you to somewhere else, and I want to show you in the 19th chapter of Acts somebody else that thought they had power.
What verse was that on Matthew 4?
The 19th chapter of Acts, please.
Amen.
The 19th chapter of Acts.
All right.
19th chapter Acts. Great overseer, I need you to begin reading at the 13th verse, and I need you to read down to the 16th verse.
Yes, sir.
I didn't think.
And the word of the Lord said, and then certain of the vagabonds, Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had an evil spirit, the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjourn you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. And there went seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. Verse 15. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded.
Now, I'm showing you now the difference. All of a sudden, here are some people that thought they had the Holy Ghost. Are y'all listening to me now?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Thought they had the Holy Ghost. They were exorcists, number one. They were God's chosen people. They were Jews. And they were preachers. They were bishops. They were apostles, pastors, and prophets. But they thought they had the full of the Holy Ghost to deal with these demons. and they come to find out that they didn't. Now, if they had been connected with Prophet Sims back in those days, they could have saved themselves a good whooping. A good, are y'all listening? Because I would show them and tell them that y'all ain't working with the right stuff.
That's right. Amen.
Okay.
So this is what it's all about. See,
yeah.
When you get ready to jump in the water, it's best to know that you can swim.
All
when
right.
When you're dealing with demons and spirits and things.
Yes.
And when you look at the fact that you have to know your level in order to be able to deal in the spiritual realm. Now, what
yes.
I'm going to declare, great overseer, I'm going to let the lines be open. And what we're going to do, we're going to ask callers to call in to challenge anything that I've said. And if anybody wants to know their spiritual level as far as the anointed spirit that's on them, because we all must have the Spirit of God to do what we're doing. Am I right?
Yes.
And we all should be anointed. Am I right?
Amen.
Right?
Should be.
All should have the Holy Ghost. So when you call
Amen.
In, the prophet is going to tell you exactly the level that you're working in at this time. Now, before I do that, I want to show you somebody else that thought they was working with the right Holy Ghost level, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's turn to numbers, if you don't mind, and then we're going to let people call in, and we're going to show them where they're at.
Okay.
So they won't get beat up like that prophetess did in Atlanta 2 weeks ago. She got beat up pretty bad.
Wow.
She got beat up pretty bad because she said she was working with a full amount of the Holy Ghost. Great overseer.
Okay. Which chapter in Numbers?
Numbers 12, please.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. Which verse you want me to start with? 12?
Beginning at the first verse, please. I'll tell
okay.
you when to stop.
Okay. And the word of the Lord say, and Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. Verse 2, and they said, had the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Had he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, come out ye there unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so. Who is faithful in all my house? With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the stimulation of the Lord shall be the whole. Therefore, then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the angel of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle. And behold, Miriam became leprosy, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprosy.
Praise God.
And
now,
Aaron said, huh? Stop there.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what I'm trying to share with everybody and show you, Miriam and Aaron thought they was full of the Holy Ghost to be able to talk against Moses. Mm-hmm. The Holy Ghost tells you who people are that you're around. They will let you know what level that a person is so you won't get turned into a monkey or a donkey or a leopard or something.
Ooh, Lord Jesus.
The Holy Ghost will let you know how to honor and respect those that have higher power and authority over you. Now, I want to show you that Miriam was a prophetess. Great overseer, would you please turn to the 15th chapter of Exodus?
Yes, sir.
And read the 20th verse, please.
Okay. Get on over there.
15th chapter of Exodus and the 20th verse.
Okay. The 20th verse says, "And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tambourines and with dance."
Now, what the prophet is trying to explain to everyone, there's a lot of people running out here claiming that they're teachers, that they're preachers, they're apostles, mm-hmm. bishops, and all of this other stuff, and they're claiming that they really got the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. And they really do. But just like Miriam, you see, she didn't know the level that she was hearing from God on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she could have saved herself from being white if Prophet Sims had been there. Because he could have told her that she wasn't working with the right stuff.
Amen. Well, we have two callers. Come on. Caller 757, you're now on the air.
Hey, how are you? My name is Sister Ricks. I was talking to the prophet last week. He prayed with me regarding spiritual for financial release in 12
yes,
hours.
Ma'am.
I'm just believing the Lord for my breakthrough. It's been kind of crazy. He prophesied it to me. It's been kind of crazy. I don't have any money yet, but it's just been crazy. He released it in the atmosphere. Satan's been trying to attack me with everything.
Uh-huh.
The prophet released that. Mm-hmm. So I still want to pray with the prophet when he finished. But
King. You just stay on, baby. You just stay on.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on to your seat. Have your Bible handy.
Okay.
We have another caller calling in from 832. Caller, would you like to say something?
We're just listening. You all go ahead in Jesus' name.
Okay.
Thank you later.
Go ahead, Prophet Sim.
Yes, ma'am. What I want everyone to understand is simply this. See, when you got power,
mm-hmm.
there's certain things that's going to be demonstrated in your life.
Amen.
You got
uh-huh.
power, it says that you will not be the tail, but you will be the head.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got the right power, then it tells you in the Bible that there won't be no curses on your life, that you'll be blessed.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to serve notice to everyone under the sound of my voice.
Hallelujah.
There's something wrong with the body of Christ because, see, I didn't want to be no Christian because I heard a lot of talk. I've seen a lot of manifestations and programs and things going on, but I didn't see no power.
Hmm.
I didn't see no manifestation. So
Amen.
What I had to learn to find out is this, the story about Jesus and the fig tree.
Uh-huh.
The Holy told me, he says, Prophet, I'm going to teach you how to see the ears on the fig tree so that you can work with power. And I said to the Holy Ghost, I said, Holy Ghost, how did the ears on the fig tree get there? He said, that's what I'm going to show you. So what is happening now, we are in a position to where the Holy Ghost has angels willing to work for us, but we don't know the level of the power that we're working on to open up doors and manifestations to the thing that's going to take place.
Anything.
Hello?
We're here. Hello?
Hello? I'm here.
We're here. Somebody else must have been talking past another phone, but we're here.
Now that we're at the place now, anybody that's not afraid to ask, anybody that wants to know the truth of what they're working with so they won't get beat up, won't get turned colors, and won't get tricked and fooled, Well, you need to call in so the prophet can tell you what level you are. Now, I'm going to share something with everyone. There's not going to be a lot of apostles to ask this question. There's not going to be a lot of prophets. There's not going to be a lot of evangelists to ask this question because they really don't want to know what they're working with because they already know and they don't really want to find out. So it is open there, great overseer, to anybody that wants to know what they're working with, whatever level. It's time to find out.
Yes. And at this time, anyone that's listening in or need the number, you can call a friend, call a co-worker, a family member. And the guest call-in number tonight is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And don't be afraid to find out, because if you don't know, this is a time to ask what level you know. So when something come up in your life, you'll be able to say, well, wait a minute. God, I know with the Holy Ghost, this is where I'm working at. And for each devil, you go to another level, because each time you go through a test and you conquer that, you're going to encounter some more demons going to come a little bit stronger. Because they can say, okay, well, I'm coming a little bit stronger. Let me see what he or she working with.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost is a teacher and a revelator.
Yes, he is.
So anybody that's on the line now want to know?
I want to know.
Okay, who is that said they want to know?
Sister Rick.
Okay, mm-hmm. Sister Rick from Virginia, Prophet Sam, she want to know.
Sister Rick?
Yes, Prophet.
You need to write this down.
Okay, I got to keep my head.
And what I want you to know, Sister Rick, is mm-hmm. The doors that were open to you, a lot of times you'll close those doors yourself because of a spirit of doubt. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
A spirit of doubt will close a door that God has opened to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have some training to understand how to be able to have the faith, be able to keep your doors open. All right?
All right. Anything else, Prophet?
Your spirituality, number one,
mm-hmm.
is at a level one.
Level one, okay.
Your anointing is at a level one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And your Holy Ghost is at a level one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you what you have to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now. The way that you get spiritual strength,
mm-hmm.
you get spiritual strength three ways.
Mm-hmm.
You get it by
mm-hmm.
you get it by the written word,
mm-hmm.
the living word,
mm-hmm.
and the living truth.
Mm-hmm.
That gives you spiritual strength.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to be able to, you will have to be taught
mm-hmm.
of how to work that, how to understand that, and how to activate that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And we're going to make it possible for you to be able to learn how to do that because, see, I've got money coming in every day the same way as way yours is supposed to be coming in, supernaturally.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not hitting a lick at a snake.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just using my favor.
Mm-hmm.
That God has placed upon us. He says, well, this is what I tell you. This book shall not depart out of thy mouth,
mm-hmm.
but thou meditate on it day and night, Joshua 1
mm-hmm.
and 8,
mm-hmm.
that thou may observe to do all things, that thou make thy way prosperous, and thou will be successful. This is what
mm-hmm.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, how much mm-hmm. of the word do you have in you, Sister Riggs?
I have a lot of word in me because I studied a certain scripture that I meditate on.
Okay, let me ask you something right fast through the
mm-hmm.
meditation.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you know the 93 Psalm by memory?
The
93
Psalm by memory. Not by memory, no.
Okay. Do you know the Do you know the 27th Psalm by memory?
Not the 27th, no. Mm-mm.
Okay. Do you know the 120th Psalm by memory?
Not by memory, no. Not all of them, no problem.
Okay, now, what I'm trying to share with you, I'm not trying to embarrass you. I'm just trying to show you what is the basic foundational structures in order that a prerequisite comes to you to open doors for you supernaturally.
Okay, okay.
To where you hear the Holy Ghost and you will not be the tail, you'll be the head. In other words, what the Bible's telling you, you won't have to wait till you get hit upside the head to know that you're upside the head, okay?
Okay.
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 All right. Do we have an? You understand?
I understand, Pastor.
Okay. Now, what we're talking about is this. I want to show y'all what we're saying about this word.
Mm-hmm.
Very important.
Mm-hmm.
The word says, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask what you will."
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about abiding in the Word of God, we must understand that abiding is knowing the Word of God, and the Word of God has to be etched into our consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is we can't take one word and say, well, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want, and as far as we go, it don't work that way.
So it don't.
It don't work. You have to have a foundation of the Word etched in your consciousness. Angels be dispatched in your favor. Okay. All right, Sister Ricks?
Yes, I receive it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anybody else would like to know what's going on in their life or the reason why some things are the way they are? The
yes,
word of God.
Yes, Prophet Sims. This is Apostle Karen calling in. And, yes, I too would like to know my level. I'm a baby in Christ still, so I'm still trying to get nourished and I've been through some hard trials, and I'm yet still trying to understand some of the stuff that's happening here, but yet still I'm moving in my faith, and I'm moving in God. So I do would like to know.
Now, as an apostle, which you are, and don't let nobody tell you that you're not an apostle, you hear me?
Yes.
Because that's what God has called you to be. But
yes,
you're still operating as an apostle, as a novice at this point. You're at a level one in your spirituality as an apostle.
Okay.
You're at a level one with your anointing as an apostle. And you're at a level one with the Holy Ghost as an apostle. Understand me now.
Yes.
If you were in other areas as a teacher, then your levels would be higher. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
But you're not as a teacher, you're as an apostle. So that lets you know what you have to do is that you have to get more and more into the Word of God, more sensitive into the Word and more in tune to the Word of God, to where the Word of God can reveal to, the things that you need to know.
Okay.
Are there any questions?
Yes. You know, I thank you, and I receive all of that because, you know, starting a church at one point and then having it be dissolved, and you know, you teaching the Word of God, and now God is bringing, you know, everything back like a brand new thing. Like, okay, now you need to go back down and restudy all over again. So yeah, that my question has been answered in regards to my new level of learning how to abide in the Word, and me abide in the Word, and the Word abide in me, so that that way I could really know without a shadow of a doubt, because I'm in a brand new land now, and it's like, okay, here, it's awesome.
Okay, let me give you a perfect example of what I mean. Great overseer, would you please go to Mark 11 and 24 and read that for the apostle, please, ma'am.
Wait, Mark 11, 24?
Mark 11 and 24.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me run and get my Bible. Oh, shoot.
I'll wait till she come back.
They don't read it. You might have to read it again, but we won't.
Mark 11 and 24 says,
Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Now, I want her to hear this because apparently there must be a lot of Christians that's not praying right.
Yeah.
Because a lot of their desires are not coming to pass. Now, it's got to be something wrong when the Lord says that all you got to do is ask for your desires and you're going to receive them.
Right.
And all of a sudden you come to recognize that here it is, you got a lot of people desiring something and it's not coming to pass. It lets you know that the levels to where they're at, according to the word of God, they're not where they should be. And a lot of people thinking that's where they are, and they're not, because let me show you what I mean. You can't tell me that coconuts grow on an apple tree.
True. They don't.
Tell me that coconuts grow on an apple tree. And you can tell me that you walking on water, you leap tall buildings with a single bound, and you run through hell with gasoline underwear on and don't get burnt. But when you look at that's not true. So
no, it's not true.
Here it is now. It's time for accountability. And
right.
Accountability is simply this. We got to get the Holy Ghost lined up in our lives where we can line up with the word of God to demonstrate the things that God wants us to demonstrate. Is there anybody else?
Prophetess Lily.
Prophetess Lily, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I love you guys.
Praise the Lord.
I'm in on her line because I don't have you on my screen.
Pardon me?
Which line you came on?
She's on mine.
I'm on his. And you know,
Prophet Lily.
I have been waiting to call in, and I got popped in.
Praise the Lord.
I said, thank you, God, for letting me call in. At first, I thought it was a recording, right? Because I had talked about with the prophet about Skevi. Remember, prophet?
Huh?
Right.
I had talked to him about Skevi, you know,
about
how the lady got whipped.
Okay.
And I feel bad for her, but I know that I'm at level four. I know that. Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on now. I'm finna tell you what level you at now.
Okay. Level, though.
Okay, wait a minute now. Hold on.
Oh, man. God, I don't want to be in trouble. Go ahead.
By the grace of God and the direction of the Holy Ghost, Prophetess Lily out of Oakland, California.
Wait, I can hear you.
I said Prophetess Lily out of Oakland, California.
Mm-hmm.
With your spirituality, you at a level 3.
Oh, really? Okay. I lost somebody?
Then
okay.
You are a level 3. And your Holy Ghost level, you at 3. Is there anything you like to ask?
Yeah, we had talked before, and you told me it was a 4. Okay.
It was a 4.
I lost something?
Until you failed your test, you remember?
No. I didn't know. You know what? I didn't know I failed a test.
You remember you had a test? You remember you had a test, Prophetess Lily?
No, don't laugh now. Come on now.
Laugh. You had a test.
I'm a sensitive woman. Don't laugh. Go ahead.
You should have passed your test, girl.
Had a test of the 91st Psalm, prophetess.
Okay. All right.
A level 4, when you had the test, and the ghost that was in you at the time did not appear to know the urgency of how you needed that assignment in order to pass it, okay?
Okay.
Now that you know that it takes this in order to deal with breaking loose some shackles and strongholds,
okay,
it is a prerequisite that the tempters, notice what I'm saying there.
Tempters.
It is prerequisite that the tempters, the deceivers and the examiners judge you by. They are the ones that are able to tell Prophet Sims your level.
you know, I wish you'd have told me that before.
No, no, no. See, that's the Holy Ghost was supposed to tell you what it is I told you. See?
Okay.
Because the Holy Ghost, according to what the great overseer said, it will bring everything back to your remembrance whatsoever I taught you. So
I was listening to that one. Okay. And then I didn't contact you anymore. I remember that part.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there anyone else?
Well, I better get in there too. What's my level prophet?
Great overseer out of Houston, Texas. Your anointing is at a level 3. Your Holy Ghost level is at 3. And your spiritual level is at 3.
Yes, sir. The Holy Ghost had told me that. I'm glad I was listening to the Holy Ghost. Praise him up. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Now, I'm going to tell you something that I want everyone to understand. When you look at your potential of where it is that God is taking you, it is awesome to be able to see that.
Yeah.
Sister Rita, it's awesome to see where God is going to take you.
Yes.
So I'm excited by what I see and what God is about to do from those that are on the line. I know that there's many others that are listening and that's going to be listening. There's a lot of people that's afraid to even call in because they don't want to know the truth, because the truth is going to expose them for where they are.
Yeah.
The one thing about it, y'all, it ain't going to change. It's still
Amen.
The same.
Amen.
Just because you're not flying on an airplane don't mean they ain't flying.
There you go.
Did y'all understand that scenario?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're not flying on no airplane don't mean they ain't flying. So somebody sees exactly that what you say you are, people know what you are by what it is they see.
Okay.
Hello.
All right.
So is there anybody else?
We have one other caller. A caller, you're on the air. Would you like to know what your level anointing is, the Holy Ghost. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Well, okay. Let me tell you where Prophet Sims is at.
Okay.
See, everybody got to get judged on this deal. It's including me.
Because God is looking down on us, so we can't hide from him at all.
Hey, it ain't no respected person, what he told me.
Amen.
Prophet Sims, in his spiritual level, is at a level 2.
Okay.
And his anointing, he's at a level 2.
Okay.
And his Holy Ghost level is a level 2.
Amen.
So, you know, I got work to do.
Amen.
I got work to do. So when I look at Prophet Lily and the great overseer, I'm going to have to come to them for instructions.
Come on now.
Hey, I told you I recognize the Holy Ghost that's in you, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm not talking about
everybody.
Right. I say I recognize the Holy Ghost that's in you.
Mm-hmm.
I know what your potential is. Now, if you go to the 14th chapter of St. John, Jesus told the disciples, he says, now, even though y'all coconuts, pineapples, fruitcakes, greater works that y'all are going to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Do.
Oh,
and,
I believe that.
And he said, well, I want y'all to know I'm not jealous of y'all because y'all going to do that, because I know that the only reason that you're going to do that is because of what I taught you.
Mm-hmm.
That y'all are going to learn to go to the next level and to the next phase. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to be taught by Prophet Sims.
Mm-hmm.
So it don't bother me for you going to be able to walk on water.
But you see, that Prophet Sims, that goes along with what my grandmother always said. She said, realize that in your life, and she was a healer, you can learn from the baby. A lot of people think, oh, no, I can't learn from them, but that's not true. You know, like Prophetess Karen, I gave her your number yesterday, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really like this lady. And she has taught me so much. But she really doesn't realize it. But she taught me a lot. She was the only God allowed only her to come use the bathroom at my house after open heart surgery. She was the only one came to my house, other than somebody else that, you know, she kind of falls in and out. But Prophetess Karen was the only one that came. I say Apostle Karen, okay? Because she has really, in Oakland, California, she has really, to me, done a work for me. But we have a person in common that has slandered both of us. And everybody told me this woman was a witch, you know? She has nothing nice to say about anybody. But yet and still, Karen's, Prophet Karen's level at number one is dynamic. Do you hear me? It is dynamic, huh?
We got 5 minutes. That's all we left.
Okay, hey.
A great old fear. This is your show.
Yes,
this
yes
is
sir.
Your show.
Well, we didn't have anybody else that come in, and one other guest we had, they bailed out on me. And the other young lady got hers, and she's gone on, too. So it's just us three on here. But I'm inviting anybody that want to come on. You got 3 minutes. You can call in to 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. If you want to know what your level of the Holy Ghost is, if you want to know more about the Holy Ghost, that's what we had this special show tonight, talking about the Holy Ghost, because we're going to need the Holy Ghost. With as much going on in the world right now, if you don't see the signs of the time, what's going on, and you feel you don't need the Holy Ghost, ha, you're sadly mistaken.
You're sadly mistaken,
because we need the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I'm truly grateful and honored to be able to represent this program, and I'm thankful to the Prophetess Lily and to the Apostle.
Bless you.
Karen, I'm blessed and honored to all of the honored guests. It has truly been a blessing just to be a part of what it is that God is elevating to the next level.
Amen.
I thank you, Great Overseer, for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. And y'all ladies, if y'all have time on Wednesday, my show come on every Wednesday, God's show come on every Wednesday at 10 o'clock from 10 to 11. Sometime I go 10 to 12. It all depends on what topic I'm talking about that may go a little longer. So y'all feel free to call into this number again every Wednesday morning, and it will be 10 o'clock our time, California time. I think it would be might be 11 o'clock their time. I'm not positive.
Okay.
But we can always check on the time. But it's this program, Joy and Peace Outreach, come on every week with exciting topics that God has given me. So y'all
Amen.
Be soon. Go on your computer, tune in, and if you don't have a computer, just call into the number and press 1 on your keypad. And when I see your hand go up for my switchboard, I'll bring you right on in. And that way, if you want to share in the topic, out that y'all are welcome.
Okay.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Mm. You said 10
o'clock. I was on the show.
You're online. You're being heard all around the country.
Gee, I just realized that. Hey, but that's okay. There's no secret in the Lord, okay?
Amen.
There's
Amen.
No secret. God knows everything, so we
can't
get there.
As far as London. We go to the UK.
Mm-hmm.
We have 60 seconds. Prophet, did you like to give us a closing prayer?
Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for the opportunity that you've afforded to us to represent you. Father, we recognize that this is not a private venture of Prophet Sims or anyone under the sound of my voice. We're here to glorify you and to exalt your holy name.
Yes.
Father, you said in your word that we should not ought to think of ourselves to be more highly than we ought to be. So, Father, we give this glory back to you.
Yes.
Thank you for blessing the airways and everyone under the sound of my voice.
Yes.
Father, that you will continue to allow us to grow in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your holy word.
In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you all for coming on. Now we all know what we need to work on, what we need to do with the Holy Ghost, and we got to put it in action, not just talk about it, but we got to get into that word like never before.
Amen.
And just go before God, and we got to lay on our face whatever we need to do. But we need the Holy Ghost, and we got to be operating. So when we are called to different areas of spirit, and we're in the body of Christ, we need to be working in what God have told us to do. Don't be afraid. Get up and do what God have called you to do.
Praise God. Well, good night, ladies.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you so much.
Good night, great overseer. You're welcome.
Good night. Glad to have met you.
Likewise.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.
Good night, Princess Lily.